No one is perfect until you fall in love with them. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with a thought for today. No one is perfect until you fall in love with them. When a man and woman fall in love with each other, each one is marvelous. They have no faults, they have no problems, they have nothing. They're just wonderful. And if there was a problem, you overlook it. If there was a fault, you don't even pay any attention to it. You look beyond it. You ignore it absolutely because no one is perfect until you fall in love with them. And when you fall in love with them, then they are perfect. Now, it doesn't have to be a soulmate, some man or some woman who meets our special criteria. It could be anyone. You could fall in love with a man, and you are a man, and you fall in love with them. You admire them. You think they're wonderful. You think they're just perfect and grand. You're not having a physical relationship with them as much as you're having a mental relationship with them. You're having a relationship with them that sees past all of the possible infirmities that they might have, all the possible undesirable things they might have about them, and sees only the good in them. Now, truly, you really are not doing that. You do not look past the infirmities. You don't look past the improprieties. You don't look past their faults. You fall in love with them because they're perfect. You look at them and you see them as wonderful, fantastic, glorious beings who are always doing lovely things for themselves and for others. Now, as you have people in your world who are doing that, what makes them do that? What makes them appear that way? Well, I think the statement might go, there's no one is perfect until you fall in love with them. No one in the world is perfect until you fall in love with yourself. And when you fall in love with yourself, you look out at your world, the world you created, the people you created, all the things that are in your attention, and you fall in love with them because they are a reflection of you. They are a reflection of all that you are, that you admire about yourself. And you love yourself. Basically, you love yourself, but some people find it tough to really love themselves. But it's not because they're not good people that they don't love themselves. It's that they don't know how to love. They don't know how to let go. Boys don't cry, we're told, you know. We're told that to be show a sign of gentleness, that's not manly. And the girls are always very flibbertigib. And how do you love people like that? Well, how do you love yourself? That perhaps is the biggest issue that will ever be faced with in our life. And when we come to the conclusion of how we love ourselves, when we come to the conclusion of the technique for loving ourselves, then we will have the technique for having the most wonderful world in the world that we live in, and we will love the world that we live in with all our heart and all our soul and all our being, and we will feel just fantastic. Now, how can that come into being? How can it come into being that we love ourselves, we learn to love ourselves? How can we ever learn to love ourselves? Well, in the first place, the divine in us created us. The divine in us brought us forth to be the most beautiful, fantastic beings on the face of the earth. The divine in us didn't make any mistake in its creation of us as we are. Now, The only thing the divine in us has not really emphasized is that we should like ourselves. Now, the divine likes ourselves. All that we know about ourselves is good, but we have never learned to really like and enjoy ourselves. We've never learned to look at how perfect we are. We've always learned to look at how perfect we are in comparison to others, but can we look at ourselves with no comparison and just like it? Can you listen to a piece of music and just like it without realizing why you like it? Can you watch children playing in the play box and having a good time and throwing sand around doing all sorts of silly, dumb things, and can you like them? Can you look at dogs? Well, Ellen has two kittens, and these two kittens have been spayed, and they are just wonderful. They're a few months old now, and they love to play together. They love to do things together. They'll chase each other, and they'll run around, and then they'll get mad at each other, apparently, and each will go their own way. And then when it's time for a nap, and Ellen has established time for a nap, the kittens will come to their bed. And one will jump in bed and flop all over the bed, and the other will jump right in on top of the other cat without anything at all, just jump on top of the cat, and the other cat doesn't move an inch, but lets this cat jump on top of it and just stay there. And the two of them just cuddle each other and love each other, and they feel just fine together. They are just as happy as can be. Now, how can that be? How can that be that they allow this to take place in their life? How can that be that they allow themselves to do that? Well, because they have no aggression toward each other. They play aggressively, it appears to be, but they have no aggression toward each other. They love themselves. And when they love themselves, they cuddle with each other. And they're not cuddling with the other so much as they're cuddling with themselves. Their own inner love is surrounding them, and surrounding them as they're cuddling around the other kittens. And they do that so beautifully. Well, we can learn a lot by watching our kittens, by watching our children, by watching our world. We can learn a lot. We oftentimes say, how could that woman love that man? He has nothing in common with her. Now, isn't that interesting? But she loves him. She feels something in him that the world doesn't necessarily see, or you or I don't necessarily see. But the thing is, she sees something in him, and he sees something in the woman. And normally, he isn't really taken much by women. He's just off into sports and off into this and that. And all of a sudden, a particular woman comes along. And all of his sports and all of his other demands upon his time are no longer there, because that perfect, ideal, special woman has come into his life. That perfect, ideal, special man has come into her life. And how wonderful and how meaningful. And where did that perfect person come from? That perfect person came from a feeling goodness within them. They felt very good toward the other person. They felt very wonderful toward the other person. They felt the other person was a super person, a fantastic person, a glorious person. They don't know why. Now, if we could learn earlier in our life to love ourselves, to respect ourselves, to enjoy ourselves, to find who we really are and enjoy that experience, we wouldn't need a lot of marriages, we wouldn't need a lot of relationships, because people would just be so happy with themselves. Now, marriages and relationships will come, that's okay. But the thing is, you don't need them. And people are oftentimes confessing that they need someone to love. They need somebody to care for. The term should be, they need themselves to love and to care for. They've never learned how to do that. And because they never learned how to do that, they don't know how to love another. For if any of us do not know how to love ourselves, we certainly cannot learn to love another. And it really doesn't make... That's why 50% or better of the marriages end up in divorce. How strange that is. And how many dozens of relationships, like in Hogan's Heroes, he was asked, have you ever had a true love that just made you feel wonderful, that made you feel that life is the greatest thing on earth? And Hogan answered, oh, yes, dozens of times. Now we smile at that, and we think, true love dozens of times, true love so many times. And why? Because the person loved themselves. And when we love ourselves, when you love yourself and I love myself, we look out at the world and we say, what a wonderful world. We look out at the people on earth and we unconditionally love them. We love them with all our heart and soul and being, and we think that they're just the most wonderful people you could ever have. And when we see them acting sometimes unhappy in their life, we cannot imagine that because we don't act that way. We can't imagine how they can act that way because we love ourselves. And if they love themselves, they wouldn't act that way. Something is hurting them. And we feel a moment of compassion, but we realize we must let that go. We must let them find their own way. We must let them realize who they are. And that makes the difference in the world. Can you, can I, can we find who we are? Can we learn to love ourselves? Yes. You can start giving yourself compliments. You can start saying, Herb, you're a nice guy. Herb, I enjoy being with you. Herb, you've always got a smile on your face and you're such fun to be with. Herb, people just love to be around you because you are such a charming, loving, charismatic person. Herb, you're fantastic. And you say to yourself, boy, don't you have an ego, don't you? Yes, I do. And you do too. Start quietly saying to yourself how wonderful you are. As I say to people, at least tell yourself that your shoes are nicely polished. You know, take any subject you want. Take anything you want indeed. And when you take any subject indeed, you'll find that you are wonderful, that you are fantastic, that you are good, that you are beautiful, you are desirable. Just say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me, I love me, I love me, I love me. And touch yourself and realize, hey, that is a nice body I have here. That's a nice being I have here. Hey, body, you're a good body. I love you. And I love me. I'm a good creator. I love me. I love my mom. I love my dad. Those aren't hard things to say. I love my sisters and brothers. That's not a hard thing to say. But do you say it? Do you say it all the time, whenever you can? Do you say it under all circumstances? Do you rather look at all the people around you as a reflection of yourself and find good in them, find love in them, find perfection in them? And when you find that perfection in all in your world, you will be one of the most desirable, likable people that could ever be. Because when you see yourself as perfect, when you realize that you're perfect, then you will have fallen in love with yourself. You will have made that wonderful commitment of joy and peace and harmony to yourself because you are delighted in who you are. No one is perfect until you fall in love with them. And then everyone is perfect. Oh, you say, one at a time. Okay. So you have a beloved, and they're perfect. You know, I use the word beloved in my mail and in all of my literature and in all of my talking to people. And I say, hey, you're my beloved. You're my beloved. They say, you can't have everyone be your beloved. And I said, that's true. But I am my beloved, and I am the person who looks out and sees the world around me and sees all the people around me. And so I call everyone my beloved. And as I call everyone my beloved, they are my beloved. And some might say, you know, that's a little too heavy, that's a little too much. But I love everybody. If I ever come to the point in my life where I don't love myself and I don't love everybody, I'm going to live in a very unhappy world. But because I love everybody, because I love the world, because I love all things that are going on, because I love them, everything is beautiful and everything is wonderful. Yes. Everybody's perfect when you fall in love with them. And if I can see everybody in my world is perfect, I like myself very well. I love myself very well. And if I can see all the world is perfect, I like myself very well. I love myself very well. My world is perfect. I am perfect. If I can see everyone in my world is perfect, all that I didn't learn as a child growing up on how to see everyone as perfect, I learn now. I put the cause in motion now. I put the effect in motion now. I get the result in motion now. And that's what I have. That's who I am. That's all that matters. It's not a matter of me loving everybody unconditionally. That I do. But it's me loving myself unconditionally. That I do too. So, we find perfection when we fall in love with anything, ourself or anybody else. And how much we fall in love with ourself and anybody else is shown by the absolute respect we show for all these people, places, circumstances, and what have you. Because as we see them perfect, then we have fallen in love. And it is written all over us. And all the world looks at us and says, they're in love. Isn't that fantastic? They're in love. And truly, that is fantastic. But remember, no one is perfect until you fall in love with them. And that is starting right out with you. Are you ready to take that opportunity, that privilege? I am. And you can be sure that's why I can say with all my heart and soul and being, I love you. I love you. I love you.